KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 73 degrees in Atlantic. A heat advisory will be in effect this afternoon through about 8 o'clock this evening for the entire listening area. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a high of 94. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, a special election was held Tuesday in the city of Shelby to fill two open seats on the city council there. There were four candidates for the position, with the winners being Donovan Gale Donchi, who received 92 votes, and Robert Morton, who had 77 votes. Candidate Karen Schluter had 73 votes, and Stephen Edward Myers, 31, according to Shelby County Auditor Mark Maxwell. The votes will remain unofficial until they're canvassed by the County Board of Supervisors. Officials of the city of Audubon Tuesday afternoon issued a statement with regard to an officer-involved shooting of a dog. The statement said, at approximately 1:18 p.m. on Wednesday, July 4th, an Audubon police officer responded to a report of an aggressive dog running at large at the 600 block of South Division Street. Upon arrival, the officer was able to locate the dog of indeterminate breed. The officer's initial attempts to subdue the animal, they said, were unsuccessful. The department then arranged for veterinary assistance in order to attempt to tranquilize the dog. While such assistance was pending, the dog left its property and charged the officer, who fired one shot, injuring the animal. Veterinary personnel responded to the injured dog, which later had to be euthanized. The dog's owner was cited for keeping a vicious dog and allowing the animal to run at large in violation of the city code of Audubon. Prosecutors have filed a murder charge against a Pottawatomie County man accused in the death of a toddler. Council Bluffs police said Tuesday that 23-year-old Javon Jennings of Council Bluffs was in the Pottawatomie County Jail when first notified of the first-degree murder charge. He'd already pleaded not guilty to child endangerment and was scheduled to go to trial August 14th. Jennings was arrested in April after Council Bluffs police and medics responded April 19th to an apartment to check on a report of an unresponsive child. The 16-month-old girl was pronounced dead at the home. Police say Jennings was the sole caretaker of the girl when she was fatally injured. Her injuries included a broken left leg. Creston police say a woman from Creston reported on Tuesday morning that sometime between June 28th and July 3rd, she had been the victim of fraud by way of a phone scam. The woman reported the loss was at $15,000. 27-year-old Matthew E. Thomas of Creston was arrested just before 3 a.m. today at his home on a charge of harassment in the third degree. Thomas was released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. And a Tuesday evening, 33-year-old Vincent Ray Bentley of Lorimore was arrested at Ringgold and Abel on the Madison County warrant for the charge of violation of probation with no bond set until being seen by a judge. Bentley was additionally charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of paraphernalia. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,300 bond. A female justice is likely to join the all-male Iowa Supreme Court. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
One of the Iowa Supreme Court justices is retiring in September. The Iowa Judicial Nominating Commission has submitted the names of three women to Governor Reynolds for the opening. The commission met this week to interview 21 applicants for the post. Late Wednesday, the group submitted its slate of finalists to the governor. They are Susan Christensen of Harlan, who's a district court judge, Terry Combs, an attorney from West Des Moines, and District Court Judge Kellyanne LaCar of Waterloo. While two women have previously served on the state's highest court, the only state Supreme Court in the country right now that is entirely made up of men is Iowa's. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Iowa has a merit-based system for selecting its judges. The Judicial Nominating Commission reviews the resumes and comes up with a slate of candidates for each opening. Iowa governors have the option of rejecting the slate of names and asking the commission to come up with three more. Unlike the federal government, the Iowa Senate has no role in confirming judges. Iowa judges instead have their names printed on a general election ballot periodically in what are called retention elections. Officials of the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency report the 1200th Street between Linden Road and Highway 59, between Lincoln Township Sections 1 and 12, has reopened. The road had been closed late last month for culvert repair. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet at 8:30 this morning in their boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic, and during their session, they'll act on a request for permission to hold a Bible reading marathon on the courthouse block grounds. The event, if approved, would take place Saturday, July 21st, and is similar to the past 2 years, except that it will be held one day only instead of two. It's estimated to take 2 hours for multiple individuals to read different sections of the Bible at the same time. In our funeral announcements, Patricia Ann Frazier, age 92, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A celebration of life service for Patricia Frazier will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the C.G. Turkildsen Center in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Julia Peterson, age 94, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Julia Peterson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Thomas Hildebrand, age 64, of Harlan, died July 1st at Murtu Medical Center. Memorial services for Thomas Hildebrand will be Friday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Cecil Buckner, age 71, of Des Moines, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Cecil Buckner will be Friday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with a luncheon at the church immediately afterward. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Brian Kite, age 56, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. Memorial services for Brian Kite will be Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. And Dr. William Bill Robert Dowd, age 91, of Long Beach, California, a native of Stewart, died January 12th following a brief illness. Graveside services for Dr. Bill Dowd will be held July 28th at 10 a.m. at the Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Stewart. A luncheon at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart will follow. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.